Hello? Okay, sorry. On the next slide, we have our earnings and profit and the summary. As you can see, there is the impact in the net interest margin that I was mentioning to you before. However, it is compensated by the net financial income, especially because the increase in other sources of income, like the fees that the bank charges, but also a better performance from derivatives. You know, the bank is very active in Colombia, especially in derivatives from the FX, that has helped it compensated the results on the net interest margin. And as a result, we have a gross financial margin that is actually increasing compared to the one in the second quarter. Concerning the operating income and operating expenses, there is a rise in the operating expenses, especially related to the high volatility of the exchange rate. Some of our expenses are in foreign currency, like US dollars or euros, and of course there is an impact of the exchange rate, especially because it has been higher compared to what we had in our budget for the year. So this has had an increase. The expenses have had an increase that has been more than originally expected. However, for the next year, we have already incorporated this information in our budget, and now we think it's going to have a more stable dynamic for the coming quarters. And finally, we haven't had any surprise in our taxes. And as I was mentioning to you, here we have the figures. Now, in the year-to-date, to the third quarter, this is important, our earnings before taxes have accumulated in total 678 million pesos, 1,000 million pesos, sorry. And the net income the year today is above 450,000 million Colombian pesos. In the next slide, we have the detailed balance sheet. And as you can see, there has been, compared to the previous year, a slight increase in allowances for loan losses. I will talk about this in detail in the next slide, where we can check the non-performing loan ratios. But the point is, the increase in allowances has been in accordance to what we expected according to our budget. And it's also important to remember that in Colombia, the regulation requires that you need to do this called generic provision, generic allowance, which is every time you originate a new loan, it is required by the regulation that you begin an allowance. So in the case of BBVA, the increase of the allowances is explained mainly by the increase of our lending activity. On the other hand, you can see that concerning our funding, there has been an increase that we are relying more on saving deposits. This has been the strategy in order to try to offset the increase in the cost of funding. And we are waiting for a better time in the market to continue with our time deposits funding strategy in the future. Right now, the market, the wholesale market, has been, I will call it some way tense. You can see this of what is going on with the term structure of interest rates of the Colombian public debt. So maybe right now what we have decided is that it's better to rely on saving deposits rather than time deposits for our funding strategy. In the next slide, we will begin talking about the activity. So you can see on slide number 13, our payroll loans continue increasing. We continue gaining market share in this product, the same as in vehicles. Now, when we consider the case of mortgages, although they are still growing, we are losing market share. And the reason why this is happening is, first of all, which is the obvious one, is our competitors are growing on mortgage rates at a faster pace than us. But we have also considered keeping a not so aggressive position in this market, and now we are focusing more, as mentioned before, on other kind of loans like the payroll loans, because they have a shorter duration, and in this environment where the central bank is increasing interest rates, it's better to have a shorter duration on your assets, on your lending, on your loans, I'm sorry. So that's why we have decided strategically to slow down our growth pace in mortgages. And we have in the next slide the composition of our loan portfolio and also from our funding mix. And as you can see, we continue to be a bank that is mainly a retail bank in Colombia. 55% of our total lending is directed to retail activities, either consumer loans or mortgage loans. And still, we have in the funding mix a considerable size of time deposits, which is what we explained to you during our roadshow. So the funding strategy is changing slightly, is temporarily, but it has not had an impact on our funding mix. Now, considering our risk profile, as you can see, I was telling you, in general, the NPL ratio is increasing for the industry and also for the bank. Of course, for the bank, it's not an exception. However, we still have this positive gap compared to the industry. We have this 59 basis points difference between the industry NPL ratio and our own ratio. And we are presenting in detail the for our lending portfolio for mortgages, consumption, and commercial NPLs. So we have seen that the sharpest rise is happening in mortgages, as is happening in the industry. But the good news is we keep our gap compared to the industry in this kind of loans, in the mortgages. Now, concerning our capital adequacy solvency, we can see now the full impact of the debt issuance we did last April, where we have increased significantly our regulatory capital and, of course, our solvency ratios. Again, the total solvency ratio currently is above 13.8%, and the Tier 1 ratio is around 7.3%. Concerning the Tier 1 ratio, remember the dynamic I explained to you during the roadshow, how it works. We have the chance to increase it once a year during the first quarter, once we have our annual shareholders meeting, where what we can do, where we usually do is the dividend, sorry, from the net income that is not paid as dividends, what we do is we increase our legal reserves, and that's why we see this dynamic where the Tier 1 ratio always increases in the first quarter of the year, and then it keeps decreasing during the other quarters of the year. We keep our guidance of having a Tier 1 ratio between 7% and 8%, and that's what we think is going to happen the next year. Our forecast shows that we are able to meet that guidance, and I think we are going to celebrate our annual shareholders meeting. I'm not sure yet if it is going to be in February or in March. Of course, I will keep you posted when as soon as I have the information. So this is what we have prepared for today. As usual, we are willing to hear your questions. If you prefer to contact us through email or through the website, you're more than welcome. So now is your time for any comments or questions. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Is there any questions about the presentation? Okay, since there are no questions, we thank you for participating in our event, third quarter 2015 results. As we said before, the presentation is available both in English and Spanish, and you can find it in our website, www.bbva.com.co. We wish you a very good day.